Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You are listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio for those people that are listening in. This is going to be a regular segment. We do this on Tuesday evenings at 11 p.m. Eastern, so whatever time zone you might be on is whatever time zone you might be on. And for those people unfamiliar with my voice, it's Peter Mingles. So we met a gal named Lisa Mercier-Goodwin. And Lisa is a distributor with a company called Zingular. And Lisa and I, we started speaking. She was a guest on a radio show that we had a little bit earlier. And she said something like, "And I think I'd want to do something like that." And then I called her back, and we had a really nice conversation and developed a really nice relationship so far. And even though she's over in Canada, we still feel really close, if you will. So she's building a home-based business with a network marketing company, doing a really fantastic job. And I asked her, I said, "Lisa, let's host radio shows. This way we can highlight the really great people that you have working in your business and then also kind of help expand because, you know, in this network marketing or home-based business arena, there's a lot of misperceptions or misunderstandings or whatever, and people really don't know the greatness that happens as a result of being a home-based business entrepreneur. And Lisa's a business owner herself, and she works with a lot of great people, and her network marketing company has helped to change her life in several different ways. And I said, let's share some of that with some of the other people that you have in your business. And that's what we're doing tonight. So for those people that are listening in, I'm over here in Florida, and Lisa's all the way, like thousands and thousands of miles away up in Canada. And we are just going to have a lot of fun on our radio shows. And I got to share with you this. We do a separate one with Lisa sometimes, too, on spiritual stuff. And that's really cool and adding more dimensions, if you will, to Building Fortunes Radio. So we just love having Lisa Mercier-Goodwin around so I could at least use a little bit of my French education a little bit so I could throw in a little French accent when I say Mercier when I do that. So this way my mom could say that at least I went to college and studied French for like a million years for something. So here you go, Lisa. Thanks for being here on Building Fortunes Radio.
Thank you so much, Peter. I love coming on your show. It's so amazing. So, I'll quickly tell my story. I jumped on some products 2.5 years ago, the Zingular products, and they literally changed my life. I've been chronically depressed for 20 years off and on, and I just happened to find some products that finally helped me get out of my dark head, and it's been amazing. And the products also helped with some other cool things. My back pain went away. I was in a back car accident when I was 21. My feet pain went away. Every time I'd try to run, there'd be rocks underneath my feet, and my feet would kill. That went away. I also had premature night sweats. At 38 years old, I started having to put my air conditioner on. And if you know nothing about Canada, you cannot turn your air conditioner on in the winter. I broke my air conditioner, and I did not care. So long story short, people asked me about these products, and I wanted nothing to do with this business. I have to admit, I have tried this kind of business 7 different times, and I have failed 7 different times, had small successes here and there, but really my heart got broken 7 different times, and so I was not going to do this business. And luckily, my coach, Nikki, said to me, "Do you want your products for free?" And I said, "Absolutely, why not?" So long story short, I am now a 6-figure income earner in this company. I've earned 6 free trips. I'm actually going to Dubai with my dad, staying at the Atlantis Hotel in 11 days from now, and it's going to be absolutely incredible. Everything paid for. I can't even believe that this is opportunity that's fallen into my lap. I absolutely believe God gave it to me. So long story short, I have a really great friend on the line tonight that I want to interview. And I want her to share her story. She is someone that popped on the products with me at the same time frame. And she's had incredible results. She's going to share her story. I love this lady to bits. Her name's Sharon Grigish, and I think I'm saying her last name wrong probably, but which is really wrong of me. Anyway, I love her to death. That's how I say her last name. She is a really good friend of mine. She's actually listing my house tomorrow. It's going on the market. Yeah, I can't say enough. She's got the biggest heart of gold that I've ever known. I say jump, she jumps. If I say I need help, she comes and helps. She's just an amazing person. So I'm going to hand the floor to Sharon. If you can share your story, that would be incredible.
Well, thanks for that introduction, Lise. That was wonderful. We'll correct your once and for all. It's not going to help because we've been friends for years. It's Greg Resch. There you go. But so you want me to tell my just my quick product story here, which is never really quick, but I'll try and do that for the radio for you, Peter. In May of 2015, let's back up to June of 1987. I was in a motor vehicle accident, and I broke both arms, both legs, and my back. And I've had multiple leg surgeries since that point in time. And I've always been in copious amounts of pain. I've had doctors, orthopedic surgeons over the years tell me that eventually my right ankle would need to be amputated. And so that's something that always sticks in the back of my head. I smashed broke that ankle where I smashed the talus into little bits and pieces, and they did lots of surgeries getting those pieces out of there, but it's fused in two places, and it was very arthritic and lots of pain. So the pain in May of 2015 was on a scale of about 15 to 20 out of 10 was where I was at. And my days would be, I run a very busy real estate business that I've been a realtor, originally licensed since 1989 here in Alberta, Canada. And I have a very busy real estate business. I have three children and a husband, and my girls are now growing, but I was giving the best of me to my business or to my clients. For about 6-7 plus months prior to May of 2015, I would leave my house, get in my truck, go in the morning. I lived on Advil and an addiction to Diet Coke that I had developed on another program. But the Advil, if you go to Costco and have a mega-sized bottles, I was going through one of those, you know, every 7 to 10, maybe 12 days max kind of thing to keep the pain and swelling down. And I was spending $400 to $700 a month on chiro, acupuncture, and massage therapy over and above my husband's drug plan just to be able to stay functioning and walking and doing my business. But then I would drive into my garage at the end of the day, and it's like my brain or adrenaline would shut down, and it would say, okay, now you need to use those crutches that are hanging on the wall to get back into your house. So therefore, there really wasn't anything left of me, for my husband, or a lot for my kids. And in May of 2015, I saw an orthopedic surgeon that told me that there really was nothing more that they could do for my ankle, and that I was going to be wheelchair-bound if I didn't make some more serious decisions about it. Then in June of 2015, I saw a post that was posted by a mutual friend of mine and Lisa's here, where she had lost her back. Her back pain had gone away from some products. And I just phoned her and I said, seriously, what kind of crud are you posting all over the internet? And is this real? And what have you got? And everything else. And once we determined that it was all natural food-based supplements and not crazy stuff that I'd done in the past, I said, send me the product. For sure, thinking that I was going to return it on the 30-day money-back guarantee. And lo and behold, on day 6 of the 8-day detox, my pain and inflammation went from a 15 to 20 out of 10 to a 3 out of 10. I couldn't at that point remember the last time that I didn't have elephant ankles on both of my feet, and that And all of a sudden I was walking blocks and blocks and then more blocks. And our girlfriend had said to me, Sharon, on these products, you're even going to lose weight. And I had just said to her, I'm not going to lose weight. It's not going to happen. I've accepted who my self-image was. And I've actually never put this out there in public before, but I'm going to do it for you right now, Lisa. I was tipping the scales at 5'2" at 300 pounds. As heaviest I've ever been in my life. And I couldn't lose any weight, and I was starving. I was not eating. People thought that I was eating badly because I'd always have like a giant Diet Coke or something on the go. But in that first 8 days, I lost 10.8 pounds. And then in the weight loss story isn't the big one for me, but in about 6 weeks, I had lost 28 pounds. And as of today, as of about 2 weeks ago, I'm down 101 pounds. There you go. So I'm feeling absolutely fabulous. And as of January of 2016, I was able to start back in a gym. And work in the gym safely. And so I've gone from a size 20, 22 to about a size 12-ish. And I always tell people that I'm going for the next 20. So I just bite it off in bite-sized pieces of 20 pounds and work on going down in sizes. But the most miraculous thing to me is this last weekend, my office did a great big grand reopening and charity pumpkin drive for our clients. And I put over 20,000 steps on my Fitbit on Saturday. And there's absolutely no way I would have been able to do that beforehand without these products. So today I still have my ankle. I'm not in a wheelchair. I am not bound to crutches, and I am not in pain.
Wow. What do you say? I mean, really, what do you say to that? That's an incredible story. That is an incredible story. I think we're going to do this because I want to ask you a couple of questions. We're going to take a little commercial break. We are listening to Lisa Mercer Goodwin and Sharon Gregresh. See, I got it right the first time, Lisa. I got it right the first time.
Awesome.
Yes. And if you try to spell Gregresh, I promise you your spell check will always screw it up. So it's going to be G-R-E-G-R-E-S-H.
G-R-E-G-R-E-S-H.
Right? It always messes it up. Spell check is like, oh, my gosh, everybody's going to get it wrong. So that's not going to work. So you can check on Building Fortunes Radio. You'll be able to always hear this again when you come back. We'll be right back after this quick message.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLead.com. Just visit www.networklead.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLeads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.NetworkLeads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous blogs, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we are back. Peter Mingles here. We're here with Lisa Mercier Goodwin, and we also are here with Sharon Gregresh, and she's telling us her interesting story with Zingular. You know, Sharon, I was going back to the concept that you had a car accident, broke like all your limbs and then your back as well. You must have always been, I mean, something's always had to have hurt at that time. And then when you were doing Advil. Yeah, when you were doing Advil, I mean, I'm surprised your liver hasn't, like, disintegrated, you know what I mean? Or like your kidneys. I mean, that's pretty hard stuff when you take it in that magnitude. And I know you had to do it because of the pain. But, oh, my gosh, you would have not been able to stay at that same pace lifelong. I mean, you would have. So what would have happened, I mean, literally, if you would have stayed on the Advil forever, the pace that you're on?
You know what, I don't think that I could have continued to stay on the Advil at that pace. I know that I couldn't have. You know, my doctors were warning me of it. And the reason that I was on Advil at that point in time for a couple of years, you know, kind of going at that pace, is because nothing else was taking my pain away. Like my doctors, family doctor, orthopedic surgeon, whatever, they all wanted to prescribe something heavier. And I just absolutely refused to take anything heavier for pain management because I have to drive for a living. I had three children. I had grandnephews. I have a mom with MS and an epilepsy that needed to be taken care of. You know, like, I didn't have, in my opinion, an option to take heavy narcotics where I couldn't drive or function or take care of, you know, my children with clear minds. Like, it just made no sense to me.
Right. You always had to be on top of your game. So,
well, on top of my game, absolutely. And
yep.
And where I would have gone with the Advil, I'm shocked that I didn't have an ulcer. And I'm definitely, you're right, there could have been liver damage or anything else that would have come of continuing on that. And I'm happy to say that in the past 2.5 years, I think I've maybe taken about 10 Advils.
Wow.
So that's pretty incredible, you know.
Wow. Now, for all those, you know, all the lawyers and all the other people that are listening in, of course, you did all of this sort of stuff under your doctor's advisement, one way or another. You didn't play chemistry and stop taking any drugs or whatever without them being around. But they must have been amazed at, so far, the transition in 2 years. Like, holy cow, you went from where you started with being, you know, using your term, significantly overweight. I hope you don't mind me saying it like that. But when you're 5'2".
No, that's fine.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're more round than anything else, you know, and that's got to be a real challenge. That's got to be a real challenge. As far as, like, for instance, and then you're saying about your bones and your ankles, that's hard. And then all of a sudden to be able to go from the weight and the pain to where you are right now, you're a new woman. I mean, literally, you're a new woman. So
I am. I was just going to say, I say to people constantly right now that at 51, I feel like I should have in my 30s.
Wow. Wow. Okay, so that's the product side of your story so far. And I know you run a really big real estate business, and I don't know a lot about that up in Canada. But did you turn the Zingular thing into a business as well? Like, do you do it on a part-time or a full-time basis, or what happens with Zingular?
Okay, so Zingular definitely at this point in time has my heart and soul for what it's done for me. So I definitely have a huge passion for Zingular that I share with anybody that will listen. Like, I'll scream it from the rooftops. So like Lisa, I've done a couple of other network marketing businesses over the years that really haven't succeeded. I do Zingular I was doing it on a semi-part-time basis along the side of my real estate business because the year that I was just, the first year and a half when I was feeling better with Zingular, it was giving me the ability to do just more and more real estate. And I actually, in 2016, grew my real estate business by about a third because I was just able to do that, not having to farm out as much business to other realtors when it came in.
Wow.
So an already good business, I grew it by a third because I could function and move again. And so that was quite busy. And it took me about, I would say, a good 20 months to establish a balance between my real estate business and being able to put time into the multi-level marketing or into the Zingular business. And as I've established that balance, my business with Zingular is growing. And I'm happy to say that I've earned my first trip with Zingular. I'll actually be heading out on that, in December to the Robert Redford Resort. And I'm also happy to say that I've got a couple of new runners on my team that I've been coaching. And shout out to Ashley and Krista, if you're listening. You girls are amazing and inspire me every day, along with all of the other girls that have been with me from the beginning and follow, you know, working with me and following along. So Yes, I do have a business story to go along with it. And, you know, my business story right now, working it on no longer a semi-part-time basis, but more of a part-time basis, is that last month I actually replaced a girlfriend's full-time income with what I made with Singular in that 1 month. Like her month of September income, I actually made just a little bit more than that for her receptionist job.
Wow. So the cool thing is, a lot of people don't understand this about the home-based business arena, that there's a real benefit to having people, like a lot of people working part-time. If you can show people how to, number one, just have, if you can show people in a home-based business how to get their products for free, that's a win. Because if they like the products and they're getting them for free, they're going to stick around. And that volume adds up. And then if you can show people just even how to make an extra $100 or $200 or $300 a month on a regular basis, if you can get dozens or hundreds of those, you'd be surprised how much that could really impact your bottom line if you're an upline. So a lot of people, sometimes they forget about the power of part-time people. When I was with, my background was in direct sales, so I worked with a company called Electrolux, the vacuum cleaner company. And we would build a lot of part-timers. And then every once in a while, the company would come up with a new product, and all of a sudden, all the part-timers wanted to buy it. Or they wanted to share
right.
it. And the volume go through the roof because everybody just wanted to try something new. Or people got hooked on it. They wanted to do something like that. So never, ever, ever, for those people listening in, disregard the satisfied customer who buys retail or the part-timer. Because that part-timer, the beauty of this thing, they could light up somebody who just goes like crazy. And you guys benefit by all of that. So I just love that concept. So I am so happy that you're building on a part-time basis. And it's great to see that you're having the success yourself personally. Now, how has your turnaround in your health affected your family? Because you were more not like this in the last decade than you were like this in the last decade. So your girls had an opportunity to see your transition too, as well as your husband, of course. So what's life been like for them?
So as my it's an interesting point for my transition, right? So my girls are now 20, 24, and 26. And one of them is getting married in Mexico in 3 weeks. Yay! So they're adult, really adult children for me now in the last two and a half years. And one of them shares in the Singular journey with me. The other two definitely take their products that they do with it, but they definitely know that I'm more active with them, and they're there with me, and we're out doing stuff, and I know that they're enjoying it. And my husband is, you know, he's definitely, we just went on a trip, and we were down in your end of the world. We went to Driftwood Beach on Jekyll Island in the summer, and we were able to walk up and down Driftwood Beach for about 3 hours that I would have never been able to do that before. So our quality of life is huge, and that we can get out there and we can move and we can do things. And I'm sure, you know, in the back of my husband's mind, he's probably absolutely thrilled that I can move again, and that he doesn't have to worry about the potential of his wife ending up in a wheelchair or on crutches, where he's going to have to start driving me around at what is a fairly young age, you know, at 50 type of thing, and that these are no longer issues. And then one of the things for me, when you're talking quality of life, is in May of 2015, I thought I was going to lose my career that I had been doing since 1989 and that I absolutely love. So I thought I was going to lose that career because, you know, if I can't move or walk anymore, or heaven forbid, if I actually did end up with that ankle amputation, as much as many of the surgeons said that it would take the pain away from me, I never agreed to anything like that because they couldn't guarantee me that phantom pain wouldn't be worse than the actual pain that I was in. And so when you're talking quality of life, by being able to keep my career and stay the person that I am and have myself come out of that kind of fog that you get from being in that much pain, and really once I'm out of it, realizing that I was actually depressed, even though I didn't show it to everybody because of my pain and not being able to do as much, and now having a clear head, I know that my kids and my husband are far better off for it.
Wow, what an amazing story. Now, so when you signed up, were you expecting all of this when you got started?
No, I was expecting to return the box and have it not work like every other thing that I've done over the years, because I've done so many things for weight loss and buying into that concept that, you know, like I've just been on the yo-yo for every leg surgery. So I would gain weight because I had a leg surgery and I couldn't be active. And then I'd go on a diet for another leg surgery, and then I'd gain more weight back because of whatever the system was and just ruining your metabolism and everything else. So I was desperate, and, you know, the cost of the product, nothing else mattered. I was just desperate. I needed something to try one more thing because nobody had any answers for me. And I thought for sure that the product was going to go back because it wasn't going to work like everything else that I'd done. And I mean, I've done dozens of things, and we don't need to list them off. Some of them are direct marketing companies. Some of them are like, you know, diet centers up here in Canada. Some of them are direct dietitian things, and nothing worked. Nothing took my pain away. So the difference here for me is that my pain went away with these products, which then allowed my body to heal, to actually lose weight. And one of my girlfriends has an analogy. Like, she went on these products. She had about 20 pounds to lose. She lost it in her first month, which is incredible. Lost that baby tummy and all that kind of stuff. And her analogy is with the little bit of weight she had to lose, her body had the common cold. And once she lost that weight, she's feeling fabulous, and it's all gone. She's like, with everything that was going on with my body, with my pain and inflammation and how upset it was, and maybe my, you know, some of my organs weren't working correctly or whatever because of all of the Advil that I was and aspartame I was poisoning my system with, my body more like had pneumonia. And the vascular system has freed my body of that pneumonia analogy. So it's just amazing to me. And then to be actually developing a business out of it where I'm actually thinking that I've got an end game that will add, I shouldn't say an end game, but I've got another stream of income coming in that's going to allow me to deal with exit strategies maybe easier in 5-10 years with my real estate business is amazing.
That's right, yeah, because you can build it at a slow pace now and eventually have it ready for you when you're ready. So the cool thing about that is, you know, you're just kind of setting it up. So besides your health, you're also setting up that extra business. And who cares if it ever takes off the ground? The idea that you've had such a miraculous change and improvement has really made a very big difference. And I love having you here on the radio show. Hopefully we're going to be able to have you back. So for those people listening in, my name is Peter Mingles. You just heard from Sharon Gregresh. That's Gregresh. And if you go back to buildingfortunesradio.com, you can do a search by show name. You could look for Lisa, and her last name is Goodwin. And then you can also do the Sharon Gregresh, or we're going to have a couple of other ways you'd be able to find these people as well. And Sharon, I'm going to send you a link that you'll be able to post some cool things about you. So you'll be able to post your real estate thing and all that sort of stuff for people that, who knows, if anybody's looking for anything in Canada, we might be able to help you drive some extra business there, whether you need it or not. Who cares? We're going to do everything possible. And I'm going to bring Lisa back. So Lisa, if you want to wrap it up, you certainly can.
Yeah, I will. You know what, Sharon? It's funny because I've known you for 2.5 years. You've been on the products with me for 2.5 years, and I've known you for lots of years before that. And You know, it's just fascinating every time I hear your story. It's just like it's just so shocking, because I remember the day that you were selling one of my houses and you fell right in front of me, and you know, and I felt so bad for you. And now, I mean, we're going to Florida together in April, and we go on all these trips together, and we, you know, you're like a sister to me now, and it's been an amazing journey with you. So thank you so much for coming on my show today. You're actually my first guest for this show, and we will be having more and more show, more and more people coming on. Someone else really cool will be next Tuesday. So thank you, Peter, for this amazing opportunity.